March the 8th. Through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. Acts 14:22. God's people have their trials. It was never designed by God, when he chose his people, that they would not be tried and tested. They were chosen in the furnace of affliction. They were never chosen for worldly peace and earthly joy. Freedom from the sicknesses and pains of mortality was never promised to them, but when their Lord drew up the Charter of Privileges, he included chastisements among the things to which they should inevitably be heirs. Trials are a part of our lot. They were predestined for us in Christ's last legacy. In the world you have tribulation. John 16:33. As certain as the stars are made by his hands and their orbits are fixed by him, so certain are our trials assigned to us. God has ordained their season, their place, their intensity, and the effect they will have upon us. Godly people must never expect to escape troubles. If they do, they will be disappointed, for none of their predecessors have been without them. Recall the patience of Job. Remember Abraham, for he had his trials, and by his faith under them he became the father of the faithful. Romans 4:16. Notice well the biographies of all the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and you will discover none whom God made vessels of mercy who were not made to pass through the fire of affliction. It is ordained of old that the cross of trouble should be engraved on every vessel of mercy, just as the royal mark distinguishes the king's vessels of honor. The path of God's children is through tribulation. They have the comfort of knowing that their master has traveled it before them. They have his presence and sympathy to cheer them, his grace to support them, and his example to teach them how to endure. When they reach the kingdom, it will more than make amends for the many tribulations through which they passed to enter it.